Having had a little time to mull it over, Miles, how do you reflect on today?
I just think everyone's a bit embarrassed and feel that we've let each other down, we've let the fans down, we've let the manager down, and most importantly, we've let the town of Bournemouth down.
Why did it go so wrong?
I think the first goal was just a great finish, great shot. And I just think after that, we just seemed to wilt away a bit. We didn't stick to the game plan the manager set for us. I think a few players played as individuals, and that wasn't the team that, you know, when I came and signed in pre-season, we were in Spain and we were together as a unit. That wasn't the team that we have built up since pre-season. You know, we weren't really a unit out there. And I think towards the end, people started to play as individuals.
How much of a concern is that for you as captain? What job have you got to try and unite people, I guess, almost?
I think me having to, you know, stay on top of my own job, I wasn't good enough today, you know, so I can't really point the finger. I didn't think anyone put in any sort of performance that was acceptable for the manager today. But yeah, as captain, I've got to regroup, said a couple of things in there. As a team, you know, we've got to get together Monday, look over the video and get back to what we know we can do. Bournemouth is a passing team today when we weren't brave enough. And maybe I should have took the game by the scruff of the neck earlier on instead of letting it happen.
I know some things always remain in the dressing room. Can you give us a sort of tone of things? Have there been some quite sort of frank words between players or players and manager?
I just think there was a bit of honesty, and I think a few people's characters came to light. You know, we've let the manager down, we've let the staff down. They've come here with a game plan, and like I said, a few people went off plan, and their character came out today, and we saw that maybe a couple of individuals were playing for themselves.
How do you feel about, you know, fans sort of calling for change during the game? Is that difficult for you, or do you just have to put up with that?
I didn't notice it, you know. Same last week. I think it happened last week. But I just think we're 10 games in, you know. We've lost 2 games out of 10. We've drew a few games. We've won a game. But, you know, we're 10 games in, and whatever expectations were there at the start of the season, they're still there, and we know that we can turn it around ASAP.
Those are the expectations you have to deal with, I guess. Are some players feeling the weight of those, do you think?
I think maybe. I think it's quite an inexperienced team today. But that's the squad we've got. We've got really good players. They're young, but they're really good players. And I think ability sometimes just isn't enough. You know, you need a bit of steel and grit and determination, and I think they had more of that today.
But you hope some out of adversity comes strength, and that you've learned a lot very quickly today.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a wake-up call for a few players, you know, me, myself, definitely. And I think the characters now, the strong ones, will come to the fore, and the weak ones will fall away. But I believe in this squad, and I know this squad's good enough. The manager's got faith in us, the chairman's got faith in us, and as a club, we know we can move forward, definitely.